That's good singing. Thank your sister Joy for playing for us. You have your Bibles with you. We're turning to Matthew's Gospel, chapter 26. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 26. Matthew 26, and we're commencing our reading at verse 36. And we'll read down to 46. Matthew 26, verse 36 to 46. Let's hear God's word. Then cometh Jesus with them unto a place called Gethsemane, and saith unto the disciples, Sit ye here, while I go and pray yonder. And he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, and began to be sorrowful and very heavy. Then saith he unto them, My soul is exceeding sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry ye here, and watch with me. And he went a little farther, and fell on his face, and prayed, saying, O my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. And he cometh unto the disciples, and findeth them asleep, and saith unto Peter, What? Could ye not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray, that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. He went away again the second time and prayed, saying, O my Father, if this cup may not pass away from me, except I drink it, thy will be done. And they came and found them asleep again, for their eyes were heavy. And he left them and went away again and prayed the third time, saying the same words. Then cometh he to his disciples and saith unto them, Sleep on now and take your rest. Behold, the hour is at hand. And the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us be going. Behold, he is at hand that doth betray me. Amen. And we'll end the reading there at verse 46, knowing that the Lord will bless the public reading of his word for his own name's sake. Again, let us bow briefly, seeking God's face. You praying with me, praying as one man under one head, asking God to speak to your soul and to speak to mine. He'll bless the words of his mouth, bless especially as we come around the word and come to the time of prayer. The Lord will help us. Lord, our Heavenly Father, we thank thee for again this opportunity that falls upon us to open divine truth, to read upon it, to preach from it. We pray that you'll help us in the time of prayer that after, that you'll help us to lay hold on God, that you'll teach us from thy word, instruct us, help us. We pray that you'll empty us now of self and of sin. You'll fill us full of the Holy Ghost and with power. Lord, help us, we ask of thee. We beseech of thee in Christ's name, not name above all names. Lord, help us, we cry, for the glory of thy precious name. We fear of merely going through the motions. Lord, deliver us from such. And help us, we cry, for it's in Christ's precious name we pray, and for thy glory alone. Amen. 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 The passage that we want to consider and that we've read here tonight is well known as Christ's agony in the Garden of Gethsemane. It is true that it contains great lessons for us as believers in regard to the place of prayer. We find our Lord Jesus Christ fall into a bitter and bloody agony in which he prayed with such fervency. He prayed with such fervency to his Father. Such was the burden. He began to be sorrowful and very heavy. Then saith unto them, that is, to his disciples, my soul is exceeding sorrowful, even unto death. Such was the weight that bowed down the heart of Jesus Christ. It was the weight of the sin of the world that was going to be laid upon him. Such was the burden of our guilt to be imputed to him and laid upon him, as was laid on the scapegoat in the Old Testament. Truly, we cannot comprehend the great burden of the cross. The burden at Calvary, as stated in Zechariah, shows us there when the sword of divine justice, the sword of the Lord, began to awake against the man that was his fellow. Christ had put himself into this agony to show forth he was that free will offering, that his life was not forced from him, but that his life was laid down of himself. As we look briefly on Sunday morning, no man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, I have power to take it again, and this commandment have I received of my Father. And so we see the scriptures being fulfilled, that the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and the third day rise again. All was in the providence, plan, and purpose of God. And so we come to find lessons to be learnt in prayer. Lessons to be learnt in prayer. Firstly, the place of prayer. The place of the passage is called Gethsemane, mentioned twice in the Bible. Yet in other places it's known as the Mount of Olives. It was a place where Christ would often withdraw himself to pray. Christ would often withdraw himself to this place, where he could turn aside and seek his Father's face. It was at this place he trod the winepress of his Father's wrath, seeing what was before him, and trod it alone. It is a place where the disciples knew. They knew of this place. John 18, verse 2, it says in part B, for Jesus oft times restored thither with his disciples. And so this place, the Lord would often withdraw himself to this place to seek his Father's face, to pray, to lay hold on God, and he would often come there thither with his disciples. Notice in passing that Jesus didn't go to Gethsemane to escape from his enemies, because it certainly was a place that would have been well known to Judas. He would have been conscious that the Lord Jesus Christ would have often gone here to this place, Gethsemane, to this place to pray, because we find in John 18, 2, part A, and Judas also, which betrayed him, knew the place. And so he knew of this place too. But the lesson for us is the importance of getting to the place of prayer. The importance of getting to the place of prayer, whether it be the public prayer meeting or the private prayer meeting, we see the importance of getting to the place of prayer because of Christ our Lord did it and showed the need of it, then how much more do we need to get to the place of prayer? If the Lord Jesus Christ had withdrew himself to the place of prayer, if he withdrew himself to the place of prayer, then how much more should we? How much more should we? If he showed the importance, the need of it. You see, prayer is key to the passage. Prayer is key to the passage. As D.L. Moody stated, we're not told that Jesus ever taught his disciples how to preach. And that's so true. We're never told that Jesus ever taught his disciples how to preach. Never. But he taught them how to pray. He taught them how to pray. He wanted them to have power with God. And so we knew that they, having power with God, they would have power with men. Never taught them how to preach, but he always taught them how to pray. He stated clearly in verse 41, watch and pray. Watch and pray. That is, to be on the alert, to be on the alert against sudden surprise, to keep in constant touch with God. We see clearly prayer is the most powerful support under the heaviest sufferings. How the prayer is the most powerful support under the heaviest of sufferings that can befall us. We're certainly taught by the Lord Jesus Christ's example, when danger is before us, or death is apprehended by us, then we must be very much in prayer to God and very fervent in our wrestlings with him. Friends, we're going to missions. We're going into the devil's territory. And let me tell you something, the devil will not be happy when God's word is going forth. And we're going to cleave and we're going to win in the will of God, and we need to be a praying. This is how serious it is. We're about God's business. We need to be a praying, and so prayer is the most powerful support under the heaviest sufferings that can befall us, and we're certainly taught by Christ's example, when danger is before us or death is apprehended by us, then we must be very much in prayer to God and very fervent in our wrestling with him. Verse 38, part B, what does the Lord say? He says, tarry ye here. He says, tarry ye here and watch with me. That word watch, meaning literally to abstain from sleep. To abstain from sleep, to be vigilant, to be on the guard against danger. We're to be on our guard. We're to be on our guard. Here it seems to mean to sympathize with him. To sympathize with him in seeking divine support. We can't go on our own strength. No, we need the help of God. And to prepare, that is, they were to unite with him in seeking divine support and to prepare themselves for approaching dangers. And as I said earlier, therefore, pray, pray on. pray the more. Pray, pray on, pray the more. Pray, pray the more, and pray often. Because prayer is the Christian's breath. Prayer is the Christian's breath, and therefore if Christ withdrew himself to the place of prayer, how much more do we need to do so? How much more do we need to do so? He taught his disciples to pray by the new birth. Friends, by the new birth we are made children and can speak to God as our Father. Christ revealed this in person in the Garden of Gethsemane as he lived among them, teaching them to lift up their eyes and hearts to God at all hours of the day and night. In any place or any circumstance, as children speak to their father, watch and pray. Watch and pray. Verse 44. And they left them and he left them and went away again and prayed the third time, saying the same words. We see even in this verse the Lord repeated his petition three times. And don't you let anybody, perhaps you've been praying a certain thing and someone has actually tried to discourage you in praying a certain thing because you've prayed it a number of times. Christ himself prayed the same words three times. So therefore, don't you let anyone discourage you in praying about a certain matter. You keep bringing it before the Lord. You keep bringing it before the Lord, and therefore we are encouraged to pray on, to pray for friends, to pray for unsaved family members, to keep bringing them before the Lord. To keep bringing them before the Lord. But our time has went on swiftly. Friends, we are going in to these gospel missions, and we most certainly need to be about prayer. Make no doubt about it. Make no doubt about it. Pray for souls. Pray that the Lord will give the messages. And pray against all opposition. The Lord has said, I will build my church. I will build my church. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Let us be about the Lord's business. As we've considered just these simple, well, not just, but simply we've considered these little lessons concerning prayer. There is a place of prayer. And therefore Christ shows us clearly the importance of prayer. For he always withdrew himself to the place of prayer. Let us bow before the Lord's presence.